The R2P and POC. At the World Summit in 2005, world leaders reached agreement on the Responsibility to Protect, called R2P or R2P, initiative to protect innocent people from the atrocities of wars. Later in 2006, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution on the protection of civilians, POC, in armed conflict that reaffirmed the concept of the R2P. These two agreements show that the world was ready to protect innocent civilians living in bloody civil war areas. The R2P and POC are the moral principles used when military interventions or peacekeeping operations, PKO, take place. An example of this was in Libya. In 2011, the UN authorized military action when the Gaddafi regime allowed airstrikes on its own citizens and anti-government protesters who stood up for democracy. The UN wanted to protect these people. The UN also asked NATO for help. They decided to set a no-fly zone over Libya and fired on Gaddafi's warplanes entering the area. The NATO-led Air Force also bombed Gaddafi's military sites by air, eventually defeating his military regime. These actions, however, raised the question of whether or not military interventions are always necessary. In the aftermath of the military intervention in Libya, opinions are split over whether the intervention was necessary. Not all citizens approved of the way NATO intervened, because not all citizens hated Gaddafi. Furthermore, although the destruction of the area quickened the fall of the dictator, it also destroyed cities and infrastructures. The situation in Libya demonstrates the difficulty of intervention, even when done with the intention to protect innocent civilians. In the case of the civil war in Syria, which started in 2011, the Assad regime was alleged to be responsible for having killed tens of thousands of Syrian citizens, not only by air raids, but also by using chemical weapons. Even so, the UN was not able to take quick actions. The reason was because any proposal submitted to the UN against the Assad regime has been vetoed by Russia.